Hey, I know it's been a long time since I've recorded a podcast, but just as a reminder, this is Katie Epperson, and this is part two of the OS X recovery series. You may remember that I think it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I recorded part one, and I'd almost forgotten about this series, but then about 6 months ago, part one caught the attention of one of my listeners. A listener I didn't know I had, but a listener nonetheless, and this listener and I ended up becoming great friends because of this podcast. So, we are going to go over part two today, and what part two is going to cover. Part two will cover the hidden options in the utilities menu. I thought about starting with something more basic, like reinstalling OS X or something like that. But I'm going to do this in order of shortest to longest process. So reinstalling OS X will be the last thing I demonstrate. I don't know if I will reinstall OS X or if I will just start the process and let you see it. But today we're going to be in the utilities menu. So I'm going to get into recovery mode by starting my computer while holding down the Command and R keys, like we discussed in Part 1. If you don't remember these steps, please see Part 1. Recovery drive seems to be loading, I hope. Hopefully my recent reinstallation of OS X didn't discard the recovery drive. Okay, I think that's long enough holding the keys. See if Command F5 does anything yet. I don't think it does. No. So I will pause until Command F5 does something. Okay, so Command F5 just did something, so I'm going to turn on VoiceOver with Command F5. Let's raise the volume and slow the rate down a little. Now, to get to the hidden utilities, you want to press Control Option M to bring up the menu bar. Then press the right arrow 1, 2, 3, 4 times to get to utilities. Now I'm just going to press the down arrow to let you see what we have here.
Utilities menu, 3 items. Firmware, password, utility, network, utility, terminal.
I'm going to start at the bottom of this list and select terminal.
Terminal. You are currently on a table. To enter this table, terminal, bash 80x24 window, shell text, bash 3.2 number, new line.
Now it said bash 3.2 number sign. And the reason it said that is because I currently have root access to this entire system. And what root access is, it's a level above administrator access. If you're the root user, you can literally do anything, including destroy your system. So unless you know what you're doing, stay out of here. Now, I'm just going to use the ls command to show you that the terminal does work.
.forward, library bash 3.2 number.
And I'm going to see if I can get the date.
DATE, Tuesday, DEC 2017-10-53, PST 2016-3.2 number.
This computer has time issues, so just ignore the time that it gave you. I'm not exactly sure why it has time issues, so if anyone can figure out why my time is approximately 8 hours off, please let me know. Out of idle curiosity, I want to see if the say command can work. That command does not work in recovery mode. So, pretty much all your basic commands to list files, move files, copy files, things like that should all work in here. So I'm going to exit this.
Exit logout. Process completed. Web OS 10 utilities. Window.
Now.
Menu OS 5 edit utility. Network utility.
Network utility. Utility.
Network utility. Netstat tab info. Netpaint tab lookup tab. Result tab 5 of 8.
You can just do like a bunch of network things in here. I'm not exactly sure what this thing does, but it's pretty advanced, and I wouldn't recommend going in here unless you know what it does. I'm just going to give you an overview of the main screen.
Who is tab, finger tab, core scan tab, info, selected tab, netstat, paint tab, quick nav on. You are lookup, great, who is paint, core scan tab, select network interface for information, Wi-Fi on 0, pop-up button, interface information, transfer statistics, hardware address. 84 sent packets, 110 IP address. You are told.
Oh, no, no, no.
Result, look, paint, netstat, tab, paint, press paint, port, enter the network address to paint, edit text, X, send an unlimited number of pings, radio button, 1 of, send only, send an, X, 10.0.2.1 or www.example.com. You are currently at web OS.
Let's go out of there before we get into trouble. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is go into firmware password utility.
Menu, OS, edit, utility, firmware password utility, password protection is off, application icon, image, password protection is off.
And firmware password utility, I sort of explained that before, but now we're actually going to look at how it works. And firmware password utility is an excellent way to keep nosy people out of your system, because it will let you boot into your main disk, but if your user account is locked with a password and they still can't get in, they can't, say, come into the recovery and reformat your hard drive and things like that, because each time they try to go into the Startup Manager, which is Apple's name for the screen that comes up when you hold the Option key, it will ask them for the firmware password. It also blocks some of OS X's boot sequence keys, like C to start up from a CD, Command Option PR to reset your non-volatile RAM, Shift for safe boot, T for target disk mode, Command V for verbose mode, and Command S for single user mode. I might be forgetting one, but oh well, who cares?
Turn on a firmware password to prevent this computer from starting up from a different hard disk, CD, or DVD without the password. Dimmed. You are currently
which,
on a
tech it just pretty much explained what I just said.
Turn on firmware password button.
Turn on
button.
Firmware password. We're gonna do this.
Press to verify, secure edit text.
And my password, I'm not going to put anything stupid in.
Secure edit text. Cancel but set password. Default but set password. Default password. The firmware password will be active when this computer restarts. Test application. Password protection enabled. The quit firmware password utility button. Quit firmware password utility button. OS X utility.
Now, if I don't remember that password, I'm screwed. But because I don't really want that there,
menu, internet, firmware password protection is off, application, turn on firmware password, button, OS 10,
it won't be active until the computer restarts. So I'm going to restart back into recovery mode and take that off.
Continue. Dim application selection table. Window. Can't restart. Default.
And judging by the different screen I'm getting, it's asking me for the password right now. And I must have tapped it in wrong. And now I don't know what it's doing. Ah, now it's awake. Hopefully it doesn't try to boot into Windows on us. It let us in.
Firmware password utility. Firmware password protection is on. Application, turn off the firmware password to allow this computer to start up from a different change. Turn off firmware password. Press turn cancel. Set old password. Enter your old password to turn the firmware password. Old password. Secure added text. Cancel button. Secure added text. Application not password protection disabled. The computer will not require a firmware password.
Now, that concludes this part of our tutorial. Thank you guys for listening, and like I said before, any questions, comments, concerns, let me know. If there's a specific feature you need me to go into more detail on, let me know. I will be more than happy to do that. Thank you.